It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Sherry Volmakis. She is with the Greek Orthodox Church here in Price. And it's one that we've all been waiting for. That's right. We will have a full-blown Greek festival this year. And it's going to be exactly what it's always been, and we're looking forward to this. Sherry, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Dave. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for taking out the time.
Well, thanks for asking me.
Let's talk about the last few years. Maybe it was a learning curve for, it was a learning curve for everybody, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So the last few years, how have things been as far as the Greek festival is concerned?
Well, we've done the preparations. We've tried to make it as easy as possible for people to come in and get out. It just was not the same. We wanted people wanted the socialization. They wanted to come and visit and sit down and enjoy. And some people come and stay all day. But last few years, we know we couldn't do that. So,
And I think the one thing, like I said, the one thing that you learned how to run that food line.
We did.
And it was perfection.
It was.
This year, and in fact, stepping back just a sec, you said you even, where you work, you took a phone call from a gentleman in Salt Lake and asked if you were going to have the full-blown, and this was last year, if you were going to have a full-blown Greek festival, and you just told him, no, we just can't do it this year. We just don't feel comfortable. And he said, okay, I'll be back when you have the full-blown one.
Yep.
So it gets around, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
So let's talk about this year's Greek festival. When are we going to have this?
July 14th and 15th. That's Friday and Saturday.
And what kind of hours are we running those days?
11 to 11 on Friday and 11 to 10 on Saturday.
And there will be, once again, I know that kind of got some traction, but you're going to have the 5K again, and we'll talk about how you can find out more information about all of these things before we get out of here today. The 5K is coming as far as that is concerned, and we're going to have the Greek festival that we're used to, right?
Oh, yeah.
So let's start off right at the top, because I think the main focus when people go to the Greek festival is food. it truly is. So let's talk about, you're going back to, you said, the regular food line this year, and how's that going to work?
We are. It's just the same as it always has. We have wonderful people running it, and the community volunteering to work the food line. So you go through, you choose your food, and then at the end, you pay for it.
And the other thing, too, is you said you will have some platter things available. And where are you guys going to do that at?
That will be in the basement of the church. So if you know that you like this one specific entree, then you can get that. And then we'll probably have the pilaf, beans, a cookie to go with it. So you don't have to go through and make the decision and stand in line.
And so those will be to go?
They will be to go.
And packaged up and ready to go. So those will be down in the basement. You will have the fabulous dancers will be back. And they perform throughout the days, both days. Is that correct?
They will perform throughout the day, all day Friday and part of the day Saturday.
And I think that's another thing that people really enjoy going and seeing things like that. Because, they've become kind of a staple, haven't they?
They have. They have. Those kids are awesome. If you haven't seen them, you've got to come and see them.
So we will have the dancers back. Church tours will be back. Let's talk about the church itself, because it is a very unique church. And correct me if I'm wrong. Is it the oldest Greek church west of the Mississippi? Is that what I've heard?
I believe it is. Yes.
And they will be giving tours of those churches throughout the day, both days as well.
We will. Father Seraphim will be doing those, and he is wonderful.
And if you have never been inside the Greek church, this is the perfect opportunity. It is a beautiful building, and go take a look at that. And then, of course, we got to circle back and come back to food again.
Oh, yes.
Because let's talk about the baked goods and the pastries. What kind of varieties are you going to have? And you said you're going to have plenty, right?
We are having plenty. We're going back to what we made prior to COVID, and that was a very, very good festival. We didn't run out of food. We had just some left over, but not too much. So all the staples, baklava, Curumbiades, Finicia, Kularakia.
And yeah. We talked before we came on because my favorite, and you said that it was yours, but then you came clean and said, you know what, everything I have is, everything I try is my favorite, but the Chiropita.
The Chiropita, oh yeah.
Which is the cheese pita, and you said you have 53 sheets ready pans. To roll.
Pans, three-layer pans, yep.
So we're good to go. I don't know. I don't know what everybody else is going to do, but as long as I'm covered with that, we're okay.
Me too.
So once again, this is coming up July 14th and 15th. That's a Friday and a Saturday. Friday, they're going to go from 11 to 11. Saturday, 11 to 10. And we are back with a full-blown Greek festival. Lots of fun. The dancers will be back. The great food. But mostly getting together with your friends and neighbors and getting back out there and having a lot of fun.
Oh,
and that's
yes.
what we're all about.
That is.
All right. So once again, is there someone that they can call? Can they call the church and just to get more information? I'm sure there will be flyers out soon if they're not out already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got Save the Dates out, and there will be some flyers. You can call anyone. And the church will get you to anyone that you need to talk to.
All right. Hey, Sherry, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
We appreciate the time.
I just want to say one word.
No word?
Opa.
Right. Opa. That's right. So get out and have some fun once again at the Greek Festival this year. We've been speaking with Sherry Vlamakis of the Greek Orthodox Church here in Price, and it's all about Greek Festival and getting ready to have some fun again. Thank you once again.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.